Sparky Anderson joins us, Hall of Fame Major League Baseball manager, managed in the major leagues for 26 seasons, of course, and won 5 division titles with the Reds, 2 with the Tigers, and won the World Series 3 times, twice with the Reds, and of course, once with the Tigers. Sparky, good to have you back here on Sports Byline. And invariably, when a player announces his retirement, I always ask him about the thought process into determining when it's the right time to walk away from the game, but I've never asked a manager that. What is that like? I mean, what did you go through?
Well, you go through the fact that you can't take one more time with a one-run lead, the bases loaded, and 2 out, and you've just had enough of those. It's like any. I don't think people understand the stress that they go through during a ball game, plus all the little things every day. Never went a day that I didn't have at least one player in my room. Never went a day in 26 years of managing that I didn't have one player in there that we had to go over something.
Which was more difficult, managing the players and the personality or the execution of the game during the game?
Well, truthfully, those guys like Kelly, Tom's outstanding, Art Howell, Pinella, you can name them, Torrey, go on and on, LaRusso, they'd go to sleep and just put an ear thing in there and tell them what the score is and the situation they'll manage. that part is very easy. The part that's very tough is all the personalities. You've got to get these personalities playing, and you got to be able to, you got to out-con them. And I've always said this, the best con artists in the world will win.
How do you go about that?
Well, it's... Truthfully,
yeah. Tell me the truth.
I don't know. You just sit and listen to them first. I like to listen to them first, and when they're done, I always ask them, "Are you finished?" And yeah, and I said, "Well, now that you're finished, I think it's time for you to get your out of this room." they're all different. And you got to deal with all of them from all different angles because after a while, they read and hear all these things. And I try to explain to people, they say, boy, Seattle's doing good. And I said, yes, they are. They can lose anybody. They've proved that. They lost Griffey, they lost Johnson, they lost Rodriguez, and they won. So they prove what I have always said. Atlanta has only been successful over all those years because of Bobby Cox.
It's kind of interesting, Sparky. You've been around for a long enough period of time. You probably remember when agents weren't the influence that they were, and so therefore, you probably didn't have as many white hairs.
the agents are funny, though. They'll tell me the next day, so-and-so's agent called, and he don't think that you're playing him right. I said, call him back and see if he likes about a 3-month layoff.
Were there certain players that you simply did not have to talk to? You didn't have to kick in the rear end or pat on the back?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would say more so.
Oh, who were they?
I would say that most of your players I know at Cincinnati, I would say that the only club I've ever seen, and of course I said that way, I said that to a man, and I won't name the club, when Art started at Oakland and been there maybe a year or two, I said, if you can get him, get him. I said, this guy is something. He is outstanding. And he's proven me totally wrong. And the gentleman let me know that. He said, you told me. I said, you could see with your eyes by watching this guy, how he conducts himself, what he was going to end up. And I'll tell you, guy, it's going to happen the same way, too. Socia, as long as they leave Mike alone, let him get 5 years in, they're going to be one of the top guys in the business. They're just that good. LaRusso, Tony, my Lord, that was like stealing, watching him and saying, this guy is really going to be good. But the only club that I have seen that I thought was as totally professional, as close to the Reds club as I had ever seen, is the New York Yankees under Joe Torre. You have never seen an incident since the day Joe took over.
You know, the other thing, too, Sparky, I find interesting, Frank Robinson really was not comfortable managing, and it seems to me that maybe the great, great players, Hall of Fame players, do have problems managing because they expect players to play and make the commitment like they did. But yet you take somebody like a Tony La Russa, who wasn't an outstanding player. Take yourself, who, you know, you had a .218.
That's terrible.
You had a .218 batting average. Yeah. And yet you're...
Earl Weaver. You go on and on. Well, Tom Lasorda, the reason, I think, though, more so than you couldn't play, is the fact you are not the front guy. In other words, if you got a star on your team, man, he wants to be the front guy. Now, if you pull in somebody with a big name, and this guy now is topping you, boys don't like that. They don't appreciate that. And they shouldn't, because they're the ones doing the work. Oh, there's a guy I forgot to tell you about. There's a guy, how good is this guy, Dusty Baker?
You got it.
Is he good?
Yep.
Now, I'm telling you, these type of people are so good and so talented at what they do that there's no way to explain it. You think about all the, you know, since when I retired, I had been there 26 years, there was right at a hair over 300 guys that had come and gone. I said, you're kidding me. They said, yeah. I said, well, I guess so. It was over usually 8 a year or more. They said, yeah, but there was more than that. They recycled some of those boys, but they still left. And so guys that stay and can last it, like Tom Kelly, 16 years, my gosh.
You know, the other thing, too, Sparky, that kind of fascinates me is that there are some managers that are recycled that weren't successful in one place and probably aren't successful in the second place, but yet you've got somebody like Aceto Gaston that won a couple of championships up in Toronto that we haven't heard of getting an opportunity once again. Is there a stigma as far as you got to be a certain type of person to be a manager to get hired?
No. No, I in Cito's case, Cito should manage because he did a tremendous job up in Toronto. I would say in general, though, I used to have a thing that I used to tell the players in a meeting when we'd open. I said, boys, above my door, it'll say manager. Don't pay any attention to that. Because just because it says I'm manager doesn't mean I'm manager. At the end of the year, if anyone here doesn't think that I can manage or I have ever lied to any player on this club, please come in and see me the last day and you scream from the top of your lungs, you're the biggest liar I've ever seen. Because I said that won't happen.
Speaking of Dusty Baker, let me share with you a comment that he made, and I want you to tell me what you think about it. I asked him once when we were having a discussion about how many decisions a manager has to make during a ball game, because I've always been fascinated to know how many tough decisions, on the average, they have to make. And here's what he told me, Sparky.
Some games you don't do anything, but you don't mind at the same time where the guys are just, you know, pounding away and guys are playing. But it changes from game to game. I mean, definitely in close games you have more of a say on the outcome of the game, depending on the personnel and the matchups and you know, which guys you use or don't use in certain situations. But, you know, it changes from, you know, from day to day. That's the beauty of managing, is that every game's different. Every game is orchestrated different. Rarely does it come out exactly the way you had planned it to, but you always, you know, have a backup plan or another way to succeed. And so, you know, that's the beauty of managing.
What was the most tough, toughest decision for a manager?
I think the toughest decision for a manager is a guy that's struggling. And you either going to should pinch hit for him. You know it in your heart, and you know you should. But the toughest one is, can this game mean so much, or getting this guy straightened out mean more? And it always meant more to me to straighten him out. If he was a good player. Now, if he wasn't a good player, he got four hitters up there for him waiting. But that is the way. And I thought Dusty, if the way Dusty explained that, that's why he is Dusty Baker. Because, first of all, Dusty And these other guys that I was telling you about, outstanding people, it's because their players literally trust him. They don't have to like him. I mean, why do you want somebody? I always told them, boys, I'm already married. I ain't looking for nobody. So please, I don't want nobody telling me they like me. Trust.
Sparky, hold on just a second. Hall of Fame Major League Baseball manager for 26 seasons, Sparky Anderson has joined us and you as we continue with more of you in Sports Byline.